West Farm, why they were there. We'll be there,
we'll all be there.
Well, if I could only tell you just how wondrous it was at the home that God calls very own, where all men take refuge from the east, west, far and wide, there with them.
You'll be there, we'll all be there. Open up, open up, open up all your gates, Jerusalem,
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, let me in.
Open up, open up,
bum 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 bum.
Open up all your gates,
Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Open up, open up, open up, open up, open up.
That was Chaim David, Open Up, Grateful and Alive from the Carl Box Show. This is WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. So we heard the Wholesale Klezmer Band before that. Spir Zemita Fiddle in Yiddish, Play Me a Song in Yiddish, from their CD Sing for Peace, Dance for Joy. And then before that, Rabbi Sol, Change the World with a Sound, Kafia, and Ofer Chaza before that, medley, Tzur Menati, Yuna, and Sapir Dama. And that was from her city, Yemenite Songs. Bob Dylan before that, Shooting Star, from his CD, Oh Mercy, on Columbia. And the Adan Rachel Project, Hakol, Over This Too Shall Pass, from his Within My Walls. I think, yeah. So, all right. Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Oh, this is a perfect day to read that after the 4th of July. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, so we're going to go now to some music from Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond. You're on the Voicemobile.
I come home this morning. Yes, I found my baby crying. I come home this morning. Yes, I found my baby crying. I said, Lord, have mercy. What is wrong with that little baby of mine? You know it hurt me so bad. See them tears roll down my baby cheek. Yeah, you know it hurt me so bad. See them tears rolling down my baby's cheek. Whoa, you know I didn't have no money. Poor lightning didn't have a bite to eat. In the spring, one more time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Someone said they saw me. They said I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud. That I was killing the blues, just killing the blues. Well, I am guilty of something that I hope you never do, 'cause nothing is sadder than losing yourself in love. Someone said they saw me. They said I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud. I just killing the blues, just killing the blues.
praises cause you're living once again. It's when I wake up in the morning, six strings in my hand. It's another time to thank the Lord that I'm living once again. I feel like I am. Yes, I am. I'm a blessed man. I am a blessed man. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Mark Ortwine from his new CD, It Was Time. That was called I Might Be Happy. And before that, we heard Laser Lloyd from his CD, Freedom's Child, on Lots of Love Records. America was the song. Chris Smither before that, Killing the Blues, from his CD, Live as I'll Ever Be. And Eddie Cleanhead Vincent from Putumayo Presents Blues Cafe, Somebody's Got to Go. And we opened the section up with Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond, Blue Rondo a la Turk. All right, so I want to share something with you from this book, Timeless Patterns in Time, Hasidic Insights into the Cycle of the Jewish Year, adapted from the works of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem M. Schneerson, Shlita. And it goes like this. Revealing hidden love, making the base Hamikdash a reality. A paradox in time. The 3 weeks between the 17th of Tammuz, which is tomorrow, and the 9th of Av, are referred to by our sages as Beit HaMitzarim, between the straits, and are marked by several customs associated with mourning. As its name implies, this is a difficult period. It commemorates the calamities which occurred between the breaching of the walls surrounding Jerusalem and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Even in our day, it is considered an unfavorable time for the Jewish people. Despite its tragic associations, this period is characterized by strong positive spiritual influences. On the temporal plane, this is reflected in the fact that the period of Bein HaMitzarim falls in the summer. Everything that transpires in our material world is a reflection of the corresponding spiritual forces that operate in the higher realms. Moreover, from the way any entity functions on the physical plane results from relationships between these spiritual forces, which are the source of all material existence. As such, every tangible entity serves as a material illustration of these forces. For example, the sun is associated with the four-letter divine name of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, as it is written, for Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and Elohim are like the sun and its shield. The name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei expresses the divine attributes of mercy and revelation. The shining of the sun, especially during the 3 weeks when it is at its most powerful, thus indicates the prevalence of intense godly mercy. The tragic nature of the 3 weeks and its status as a time in which God's mercy is manifest are not mutually exclusive. The inner motivating force of the 3 weeks is God's love. However, genuine love can at times require conduct which appears harsh. When a father chastises his son, it is unpleasant for both father and son. But the father is no doubt motivated only by a deep concern for his son's growth and development. Likewise, cleaning a small child who has soiled himself is not always a comfortable process. For a father to subject an infant to this discomfort requires a very unselfish sort of love, a love powerful enough to outweigh his natural aversion to causing his child pain. This kind of love is the hidden content of the 3 weeks. The positive and overly recognizable aspect of this love will be revealed in the era of the redemption, when all the commemorative fasts will be annulled and will be transformed into holidays and days of rejoicing. At that time, the hidden dimension of God's love will surface and become manifest. May it come soon, soon, soon. So the practice that we will be fasting, those of us who observe this fast, from around 3:31 in the morning, starting tonight in the morning, until around 9:30 in the evening. So no drink or food. And that's the beginning of the 3 weeks. So, let's see. Mm-hmm.
Pischuli Shari Tzedek. Ovo Vom Odeko. Please open the gates for me. Please open the gates.
Pischuli Shari Tzedek. Ovo Vom Odeko. Pischuli Shari Tzedek. Ovo Vom Odeko. Oy Pischuli Shari Tzedek. Ovo Vom Odeko. Pischuli
Shlomo Carlebach, Pittsburgh Lee opened the gates from a CD called At the Village Gate. I'm going to share something from Kol Chevra. This is a book of the 18th year outside of Reb Shlomo Carlebach, and it's an article written by Leah Golem called Tying Our Souls Together. Learning with Reb Shlomo was always an incredible experience. No one had ever challenged my mind and my heart at the same time so intensely. What a combo, mind and heart, always flowing in and out of each other's grasp. What is more intense, that sharp, clear intellectual insight, or that sweet, warm feeling when your heart is lined up with your soul and you are exactly where you need to be at that exact moment of revelation? I feel like Reb Shlomo let some of us actually breathe in his Torahs and music and inspiration as if it would just get in the photosynthesis. It is clear and clear to me that throughout the life of Reb Shlomo, Hashem set down the people who needed to be around him. How incredibly cool would it be if we could all see how much we are all connected to each other. Many, many years ago, some of us were together with Reb Shlomo and signed a Sav Haskoshoros. We tied our souls together in this world and the next. Did we even think about what we were doing? Reb Shlomo definitely did. He kept saying no, no, over and over. But then one night, after a long time of Michael nudging him, we were at the Ramada Hotel, I think, and Reb Shlomo began to write it on hotel stationery. And then we went to the hotel. Don't remember if we signed and then went or went to the hotel and then signed it. Then, with laughter and song, we were there a bit. What an awesome thing to remember. I can almost feel myself there right now. Bacall was a baby. I was wearing her in a front pack. Michael was there and some other folks. To this day, I think about how connected we all are all the time and how much we forget that over and over. Maybe you never met Shlomo, but you truly know how much he is saving your life over and over. So, let's be together. Let's daven for each other. Let's forgive each other. Let's not keep it in. Let the love come pouring out. This is one of the deepest lessons Reb Shlomo gave us. So much loving. I never ever heard about Hashem loving me until I met Reb Shlomo. He changed my life. He keeps changing my life every day. I am learning over and over to live my life through the lens of the Torah, through the lens of mitzvot, through the lens of Klal Yisrael, and through the lens of my heart. May we really get to see Mashiach before this Kol Chevra gets published now. How cool would that be? Tying Our Souls Together, Leah Golub. Beautiful.
I'm
I've been fighting my entire life. Not really fighting, but davening and pleading. Pleading with the world to create a standard for what emistica Jewish music should be. And it's so simple. It's really simple. If the niggun doesn't make you want to understand and breathe the words of Chazal Mor that you're singing to, it's not a niggun. If you don't understand and chap a deeper, more meaningful understanding to the words you're singing to, it might be a bunch of notes on a piece of paper. This niggun is mamish like the epitome of emes when it comes to that. Singing the words Melech Rachman together. I never knew what these words meant until singing it to this niggun. So everyone, close your eyes for a couple more minutes. Daven for something. It's mamish and Ace Ratzon. Oh, amen.
nechama rachem aleinu amen rachama rachem aleinu hayta
That was the incredible Eitan Katz, Melech Rachaman, live, and from his CD Live in Jerusalem. And before that, we heard Shlomo Karlbach, my Rebbe, Pitzchuli, Open the Gates, from At the Village Gate. That's in New York City. That was recorded live. And Chris is here in the studio. He'll be taking over the controls momentarily. He is ready to rock and roll, I'm sure. We're going to go out with something from Shlomo Katz, Eitan Katz's father. This is from Live in Melbourne and Kvodo. I think that should just about do it for us.
This is the title song from the last album we had the schluss of coming out with. Dearest to my heart these days, since I had the schluss of singing with my father, this track on the album. I want to dedicate it to my parents, dedicate it to all of our parents, all of your parents. Kivodo male olam, kivodo male olam, kivodo male olam. נשארת שואל עם זה לזה כבודו מלא עולם כבודו מלא עולם כבודו משלת שואלים זה לזה איי 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 מקום כבודו איי 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 איי
I don't know.